this one. One of these charts, whichever one you choose. And I want you to give it the title Pa'al.
Whichever we want.
Comment.
Which
can
one?
You take, listen, before you open these are the loose pages,
yeah.
And I want you to use the one that's
okay.
That's stapled. Yeah, the ones that are loose, I want you to take make more copies and put it in the three-ring binder. Okay. So find this page, the one that charts verbs, next one. I want you to give it a title, Pa'al. In the first column, I want you to write Katav, Kaf, Taf, Bet. The next one, Lamed, Mem, Dalet. The next one, I want you to do Asaf, and I want you to do Amar. I want the next one, Asal. Yeshav. Choose one of these. Kum or Sim or Go. Would I love? The next one, do kara with an aleph, and kara with aleph is a book, so you know it's reading a book with aleph, a book. And for lamed yod, you can choose any one of them. I'm going to do kana. You have one column left. Am I right?
No, that's it.
You're done.
We can make another one.
Okay, no. they all have it, so you will not have it, but Haya.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So Haya is a special one. Yeah, Haya is a special one. And Natan is a special one on its own.
Right.
Now, I am telling you right now, and I told my group knows it, so you need to make sure that you know it. That halach is considered a peyot, and lakach is considered a peynun. So take a red marker, and next to peynun write lakach, and next to peyot write halach.
Lakach is a peynun.
Yeah. Lakach is peinun, vehalach is pein. Right. So, after you Xerox for yourself, I suggest you take these special verbs, haya, natan, lakach, halach, and conjugate them too. Now, this is going to be your homework reviews. You're going to conjugate all these verbs that I just wrote for you in hove, avar, shem po'al, Atid Tzivui. Okay? Mm-hmm. You okay? Mm-hmm. All right, this is a review work for you for next week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, let's see how much time we have. We have time.
We go to what?
Two. Let's see. I gave you affixes. Affixes is a combination of suffixes and prefixes and middle letters that were filled in. So in the past tense, we have suffixes at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's that one. It's after the menorah. In past tense, you have suffixes at the end. Ani katavti, katavta, nachon? In atid, in future, you have ati nati. Okay? We learn the normative grammar, so I also always ask my students to write separate form for aten and hen, unlike modern Hebrew. Okay? As you know, present tense is a little bit different because pa'al and nif'al are different. But all the other binini will have a mem in the front, the root, and some music. So pa'al, next page. Pa'al is all.
Mm-hmm.
Nif'al is signified by the nun. We're going to learn it soon, the next four lessons. Mem appears in pi'el, pu'al, hifil, pu'fal, and hifael. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question.
Question.
Is the vav always in the second place? In the
always.
Always, right?
Always. Biblical Hebrew doesn't put a vav always. Biblical Hebrew will have a cholam chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the Bible, you have a cholam chaser, but always, oh, there, not somewhere else. Okay, good question, because you know other forms are not. Okay, what I would like for you to do right now is to go to units. Page 40, unit 2. You know what? Let's go to page 25. It's the first section.
Mm-hmm.
And on page 40, still in the same unit, you have second section of the Book of Ruth, the story of Ruth. We did it in our class intensely. I would like for everyone right now to have the exercise of putting vocabulary in this chart. So vocabulary is on page 26.
Okay, so it's the vocabulary that they understand for us rather than, I guess if we don't know a word, we write it down.
We always write it.
But
if you know it, then you're at an advantage. If you do not know it, then you highlight it.
There you go.
Right? And this list is in front of you, next to your bed, before you go to bed 5 minutes every day. You look at this vocabulary. And every day you remember it. Now, this list should be only in Hebrew, because why? You have it in the book in English. That's why you write the unit number.
Mm-hmm.
So you know on what page it's from, so you can always open the book in case you got stuck and you didn't remember. Okay, these are really important tools. Let's start now. Where are you going to put Beit Lechem?
Nowhere.
Other. It's under other, right? Shonot.
What's a noun?
Why isn't it a noun?
Isn't it?
Because it's the
house
of the bread. Because it used to be all. But
yeah.
Beit Lechem is a name.
Because
yeah.
A name is
a noun.
No? Okay.
It's a proper noun.
It's a proper noun.
So
but I would put it under other because it's name of a place.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the notes, the unit notes, you don't want us to put the English meaning in there?
No.
Okay.
What about the translation?
I just said no English on this page. If you need a
well, it's there.
Yes, that's right. So you write the page number of this vocabulary sheet, and then you go to Beit Lechem. And whenever it's a name of a place, I don't want you to put it under nouns. You'll see why, okay? Because it doesn't have a plural. It doesn't have, it's a proper name. Put it under other. Lagur. What is it?
Zu.
And it's a noun, it's an adjective, what is it?
It is a noun,
it's a
verb. Lagu.
Oh, it is a shimpo.
It's a verb.
In this, it's shimpo, but in here, it's going to be in this. Okay, under poet, lagu.
Where is lagu?
Second word.
Okay,
me'ever layarden.
Okay, so we're just writing down the words that are there pulling out. Okay.
Oh, you're not looking at the right place. Look.
I thought we were going
page
through
page
the
story.
20,
yeah.
20,
26. 26.
Page
26.
I'm sorry.
The vocabulary.
I was looking in the
it's okay.
Sorry.
So
this is
that.
How I teach. When I teach, I usually teach the vocabulary first, and then we dig into the story. You read the word second time, and then when you go home and you do this list, you read the word third time, and then when you review it every day, 5 minutes, you come next week and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it really depends on the person and their memory skills, but this is how you're going to build your retrieval.
Mm-hmm.
Only by doing this remote work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm structuring it to a lot of people.
Okay, so the process is first we write these down, then we go back to the story.
And
you
read the story, right?
Okay.
And then, said that?
Yes.
You're okay?
Yeah.
No, we weren't so systematic, but this is a very good way to instruct us.
I'm glad
you didn't quite do it this way last year.
You didn't tell us this.
No, you gave us the sheets, and we were doing it our own way. This is very good, too.
Me'ever layarden.
Other?
From across the Jordan.
From across,
yeah.
But right. So this is a name of a place. A name of a place.
So it's an other, because it's a phrase.
So is it a noun?
It's a phrase. It's going to be the other. 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 We said we decided that proper name goes under other.
And so just, I mean, this is like kindergarten for me. But
that's okay.
Do we fill in all the lines up here, or do we make it all down?
Whatever
helps
you. Right?
But you're wanting us to write it as a phrase.
Yes, it's a phrase. Yes,
is a, I don't know.
So go under other,
it's
right? Under shonot, and write me'ever layarden.
It's an adverb.
Mm-hmm.
Preposition.
It is an adverb of position. Ish.
Now.
Is a noun. Now, they give us only one form of the noun. But in Hebrew, all nouns are what?
They're of gender.
They're either masculine or feminine, or singular or plural. We are going to put the word ish on the right side, in the right corner of that column.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the plural?
Anashim.
Ish. And because it's a person, so you know it has a feminine. But if it was just a regular noun, you just need the plural. So, anashim. Now, this is a special noun, so it has feminine, isha. And what's the plural for?
Nashim.
Right? Now, our vocabulary in the previous unit had nashim in it, so you understand?
Confused all the time. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
Maybe that will help you. What was the name in the Bible of the child of Adam and Eve after Cain and Abel? No. Enosh. Who was Enosh? Was it Noach?
Noach.
I don't remember. There was a name, Enosh.
Enosh.
Enosh. Right? Anashim Enosh. And that's how humanity is Enoshut.
Okay.
And humanitarian is Enoshi. It all stems from Ish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Interesting.
And if you knew Arabic, you would never get confused. I'm just teasing. Not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read Arabic?
Yeah.
It's great that they teach Arabic in schools
in
Israel.
Well, some of them do.
Some do.
Yeah.
Some do French. Nish'ara. What kind of a word is this? Nish'ara. It's nifal. It's a verb, right? So when we write words, you're going to write nish'ara. The root, shin aleph resh. And you see how I write root, the mathematical thing?
Yeah.
Right on top, on this line, I write the name of the binyan. Nifal.
unless I totally know it, and I don't need it anymore. Until I absolutely know, automatically, like it doesn't even take me a second to think about which binyan it is, I'm going to get you, I'm going to ask you to write the binyan here. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what kind of, is it past, present?
Future.
It's past. It's past. How did you know it's past? Because these are the suffixes of the past tense, right? Third person past tense, she. That's all. Even if you didn't learn nifal yet, you knew that nun there is nifal. And then you know there are suffixes in past tense, third person past tense. As a hey. Okay? Nish'ara. The next word is what? Nochriya. It's an adjective. Nochriya. So when you're going to write this word, you're going to do a circle under the kamatz. Right? Like this.
Okay.
So you remember to say nochriya and not nachriya.
Right. And there's a dagesh in the yud?
Yeah. Why?
Double.
Because the singular masculine. Now, this is an adjective. What do we know about adjectives in Hebrew?
Yeah, I mean,
they're declined.
Yeah.
How many forms for each adjective? You have four. Tov, tova, tovim, tovot. Yafe, yafa, yafim, yafot. Ra, ra'a, ra'im, ra'ot. Nochri. Nochri is the masculine. And if you want to say feminine, you say nochriya. What did I tell you about a silent yod and a, right? And one with a vowel, they come together.
Yeah.
So you have a dagesh forte here, nochriya. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So nochri, nochriya. So when you don't put vowels, people put two yods. Nochriya. Mm-hmm. The next word is lashuv. Lashuv, infinitive pad, so it's a verb, right?
Okay.
So you put it under lashuv. What kind of a root is this? It's ein vav yod root. Right? So don't forget to write lashuv, put the root, put shin vav vet in there, and pad. Right? And like I will emphasize the vav so I know that it's ein vav yod, so it's special. All right. La'asot chesed.
It's a phrase.
It's a phrase that's, what is the root?
La'asot? Asat.
So it's a
okay.
You see? The infinitives, once you have them, I will. So la'asot chesed is to do an act of kindness. What's la'asot tova? The next expression, they took an adjective and they made it a noun. Right? Go to do a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Right? So they translate it the same way, but actually we use it as do me a favor.
Did you say put that phrase or verb?
Verb.
Phrase.
They took an adjective, tov, tova, tovim, tovot, and made the tova a noun. La'asot tova is to do a favor.
To do a good.
To do a good. To do a good what? Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how they read the loose translation. The proper translation is to do a favor. Mm-hmm. So next to it in the book, you have to write to do a favor. Od.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So right?
It's an adverbial, so it's at the end.
Od.
Under other, right? Ain't odd. There isn't any more, right? There is no other God. Ain't odd. Okay. Now, the next bit, now you have the vocabulary down.
Mm-hmm.
How many words new to you are new to you completely? Nochuya? And Coleman, how many new vocabulary are there?
Including the phrase, the other?
Yeah, including
three.
Phrases. Three? Okay.
But separately, you know la'asot, and you know chesed, mm-hmm. and you know tova.
Mm-hmm.
You know them separately, you just do not know the combination.
So did you say od was also other?
No. Under the category.
Od ve'enod, they're both
that's
other.
Right. Yeah. But od, you can say more, right? But enod, there isn't any more. You understand how it's one is positive and one is negative? That's how we're going to use it in the sentences. Okay. So on section Aleph, Chelek Aleph, Basipur, Bechelek Aleph, skim through and circle all the verbs. Skim through and circle all the verbs. Ready?
Where are we now? The story?
In our story, page 25, 26.
Okay.
This skimming should not take more than 2 minutes. You skim.
The whole story?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 minutes. You skim only verb forms. Only until line 13, it's fine, 2 paragraphs. Because I want to do a few other things. Wherever you are, it's fine. First row, any verb?
Yeshav.
Okay, right on this page, Yeshav.
Oh,
with the correct vowels on it. It's the next page.
The stapled one?
Yeah.
Okay. Verb as is up here.
This is the one that we did vocabulary. The next page is Yeshav.
Where do we put it?
It was line one, so put number
yeshav.
One on the side.
Okay.
Yeshav. Root, Shoresh.
Yeah, sure.
Yod, Shin, Vey.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you copy the verb as is a poad, you write it with the vowels. Kamatz patach. Okay, Yod, Shin, Vey. Binyan.
Shmelim.
Ha'al.
Okay.
Zman.
Past, avar.
Yofi, avar. Past, avar. Guf, pronoun. Guf.
Who?
Who, Yashav. Or masculine singular third person, right? Third person, masculine singular.
Yeah.
Or who. If you say who in Hebrew, you covered all the terminology.
Right.
Third person, masculine singular. Okay? In present tense, it's going to be the other way around. Gu, Shem HaPoal.
Mashok. No, okay, this is wrong.
Lashevet.
Oh, that's right, because it's
right? Lashuv is to return,
yeah,
to Shuvah.
Yeah.
Lashevet is to sit down.
Now, is that because of the yud in the...
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. After you do the review, it will sit better.
Yeah.
Okay?
Lashevet.
Shem Pe'ula. Shavuot.
No, guys. Shem, it's Binyan Pa'al. No, you do not know this. Hold on. My group knows it, guys. You will learn this. So just a review. I know we didn't review. Hold on. Here. I'm giving you the music. Here is the music. Okay? This is the music for Jeran Din Pa'al.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Go ahead. Yeshiva. The sitting. Yeshiva shel mala, yeshiva shel mata.
So this, I'm just
right, Kabbalah believes that, that when somebody dies, the soul goes up and there is a yeshiva shel mala, a meeting, a sitting with the angels and they
so
fight.
Yeshiva. Okay.
In Hebrew college, there were many yeshivot recently, lots of meetings where people sit and talk.
No. I'm so sorry.
I must have forgotten all I was supposed to have learned about gerunds, but that is always the way all gerunds are made.
Yes. Now, what did you say about gerunds? A gerund is an automatic conjugation of the verb. Sometimes it did not develop. Sometimes it died. It didn't develop the gerund. So they borrowed a noun instead, or they borrowed from another binyan.
Because the yeshiva is also a noun, right?
Of course.
So
that's exactly yeshiva, right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's where it came from. What did,
yeah,
what
yeah,
did
yeah.
they do at yeshiva? They sit on their dosas and they learn. Yeah.
So, but that's so what you're saying is that sometimes the gerund is borrowed from a noun.
No. The gerunds, without exceptions, are nouns.
Are nouns
by nature. They are the verbal noun, right? It's a noun form of the verb. The ing noun form of the verb. This is the definition. Look at the English dictionary.
Yeah.
A gerund is the
noun
form
of
the
verb. Thank you.
So the noun
ing
out of
form.
It grows out
the
of the
ing
verb.
Noun.
This noun. This gerund goes out of the verb. The verb
yes.
is the primary.
Yes.
Source.
Yes.
Noun
yes.
Form.
But you're saying sometimes when it isn't used that way, they borrow a noun.
I'll give you an example.
I'll
give you a very easy. Ma'ase ozer. Ani ozeret lachem lilmod ivrit. Ma'ase ozer.
To help.
Help. Azar is pa'al. We don't have azira. We don't. We have ezra, right? Help. We learned the word ezra. That's a noun. Because this did not develop, they took a noun and they plugged it in that place. So every time they needed some kind of a noun, they used a pure noun. They didn't have a verbal noun. Okay? That's
okay.
So, of course, you will guess. And sometimes you'll make mistakes because you didn't learn all the verbs, nouns yet. Right?
Yeah.
So while you write it, it's a process of learning. Okay.
And so this is also why...
don't do gerunds yet.
When
don't
I'm trying to get the gerunds out of Hebrew verbs, sometimes there will be a blank.
Ah, so you will not have gerunds in these verb books because they are functioning as
nouns.
Where will you find gerunds? If you want to know if there is...
The back of your book.
In that one of those little books.
Think a little longer.
You find it in this one.
It is a
here.
Noun, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you find it in this one.
Oh.
It's a noun. Mm-hmm. A dictionary lists the noun by their singular form.
Mm-hmm.
You just
singular
need to know
masculine.
Singular or feminine.
So if you look up sitting in there, you'll
that's right.
Yeshiva.
If you find yeshiva,
or
if you find sitting, you'll
yeah.
find yeshiva in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's say you know that the word azira is supposed to be born. Right? Ein, Zayin, Resh in this music. But if I open azira, it will not be here. Because there is no such word. But you will find that a noun is ezra. Huh. Okay, that will work for me. Right?
When you say ing form, I'm thinking running.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
sitting.
No, it's a verb. I am running.
Oh,
I love
no.
it.
And then the running of the marathon, it was really difficult.
And that's a noun.
And that's a noun.
Okay.
Yes. So yes, this is the basic problem, America. I mean,
yeah.
you have it in English too.
Yeah.
You will say, when you were to teach me in third grade English, and you tell me running, I also think it's a verb. And then you'll tell me the running of the runners was really lousy this last marathon, and I'm like, running? Wait a minute, didn't you tell me right? And later on in seventh grade, running, verb, running, noun, right?
Okay.
It's a process.
My husband has a joke. Whenever I say something like, I am running, he says, I'm Stephen, glad to meet you.
Yeah.
right.
Okay. So today I gave you the full expectation of what I need you to know in the basic grammar. I told you how we are learning, what our methods of learning are. I ask you for next time to finish the verbs and verb analysis of this chapter.
Chapter two.
I am not the one. Do you want me to reteach the whole book?
No, just the whole.
So what I would like for you to do, is as follows. Between now and next meeting, go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first 5 chapters, I'm going to reteach number 6, okay? But I'm not going to reteach. I'm going to do another review. So you have 2 weeks for this, okay? Next week, I'm going to do a review of the grammar that I taught in the first 5 books, 5 chapters. But on your own, I need you to cover vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And I need you to cover verb analysis.
Okay.
And if there is any verb you didn't know, start doing this. Okay. This is really important, okay? You've already done it last year.
What about this, though? I thought you wanted us to.
You didn't do this last year, the vocabulary?
Some of you did, yeah.
Yeah,
we did it all.
So listen, then you need to redo the first 5 chapters that you have got 2 weeks to do it. Because next week I'm going to do again review of the 5 chapters, so you're not all lucidly, learning on your own completely. But you need to do it on your own, the review. So it's at work as opposed to easy review. Okay. So you at home review the first 5 chapters in terms of what did we do with the grammar and some vocabulary, so we don't start from scratch. And then the third week we will meet. I'm going to reteach number 6, and we're going to continue.
Excellent.
Okay, that's the plan.
The third week you said number 6.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not next week.
No, next week I'm going to do the review of the grammatical concepts in the chapters that we learned last year. Yes, I want you to analyze the verbs of the story of Ruth. I want everybody, without exception, to analyze the verbs on page 25, 26, and 40. There, in unit 2, there are 2 stories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And 40, 41. Mm-hmm. Verbs only, verb analysis. Okay. Well, you remember? You didn't write it down.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Wait, so. Are you sure?
Yeah.
So do the verbs on.
Verb analysis of unit 2.
Yeah.
Okay. 25, 26,
plus
and 41.
The verbs you told us.
Yes, and that chart. The chart is important. Set them? Shavua Tov, have a great week.
Rosh Chodesh.
Everybody must remember to vote before they
do now.
Unless you're voting for the wrong person.
Emma, who is the wrong person? No, don't start. I have to tell you, yesterday my class sat down and a new student came into the group, and 2 of my older students had a loud argument. And that person who was new didn't know who is who.
The first step and left the class.
Oh, no.
Left.
It was, I'm like, you scared away a new student, guys. What did you tell me? And they know each other, so it was no big deal. But my gosh, it was really good.